Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Buckhead, Atlanta, it's time for Simply Buckhead Radio with your host, publisher and founder, Joanne Hayes.
Well, good afternoon to Buckhead listeners and those of you who are a little bit beyond. We're very excited about today's show. We have four guests today that I've had the pleasure of working with over the last, several months to several years, about 4 years on my final guest today. And so as I introduce each of them, I'm going to tell you just a little bit about how we've worked with their businesses, and then we'll get right into our interviews. First of all, we have Mary Catherine Wells, the marketing director for Buckhead Atlanta. And welcome today, Mary Catherine. So glad you could join us. And we have helped out on the following of the progress at Buckhead Atlanta as it came to fruition. And Buckhead Atlanta was featured on our cover story for the March-April issue. Mm-hmm. We shot on location, and nobody else was allowed to be on location at that time, so it was wonderful.
VIP experience.
Absolutely, absolutely. We shot Mayor Michelle there. It was really fun. And they've been featured in our Foodie Journal already in September's issue for all the different restaurants that are opening there. My second guest is Jamie Bodner from Pinnacle Fitness Gym, and welcome, Jamie.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And we have a great relationship with Jamie. He's actually been training me for almost 4 years, so I can pretty much speak for him, but I'm going to let him speak for himself today. And my third guest is Dr. Tejal Lalaji.
Hi, Joanne. How are you?
Great. And so good to have you here with me today.
Thank you.
Dr. Tejal was one of our Bold Women of Buckhead in our July-August issue, and she was quite a glamour queen. She came in her scrubs, and she was absolutely amazing when we got her into the dress and the makeup and the hair. So we're very excited to talk to her about what is happening in her business. And we're going to start today's interviews with Nico Caritasos. We're very excited to have Nico here today.
And thank you.
You're very welcome. There's a lot of really exciting news with Buckhead Life Restaurant Group, who have supported our publication since the day we launched. We have totally appreciated our relationship with your dad, Pano Caritasos, and your family, and how much the restaurants have worked with us. We've featured them in food journal stories. We've featured them in some of our beverage features. We've had individual chefs covered. Nico's brother, Pano, and it just goes on and on. There's always a lot of great material from Buckhead Life Restaurant Group. I think we did a piece about cookies one time in our Simply Approved, and I believe one of the cookies was from there. And there's always great stories there. So we love working with your company. Thank you. Well, I think my first question, there's a lot of great big news going on at your company, and your promotion is front and center. So why don't you tell our audience about that promotion?
Yes, I was named the president and chief operating officer a week ago, and very excited about that. I've been working in management with the company for over, 20 years now, and started when I was a kid bussing tables.
I thought you were only 30.
I know, right? But it's exciting. We've got a great family of we call it a family of restaurants, and it's the Buckhead Life Restaurant Group here in town. And we have a wonderful group of people that have been working in the company, many of them over 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. We have a large handful that have been with the company over 20 years. And we spend a lot of time together, more time together than we do with our own families. And a very strong culture of promotion from within.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody's homegrown, so.
Well, we saw that again front and center when we did our November-December cover story in 2013, and we featured Pano Caritasos on the cover surrounded by chefs that he has personally mentored or brought through the ranks, some of them from within, and some of them have moved on to do their own wonderful things in the Atlanta restaurant scene, and I think it was a real source of pride for your dad when we did that piece. I thought he was very happy with it. At least we hope so.
No, he definitely was. He's got to hang it on the wall.
Mm-hmm. In his office. I know. Well, we brought it in for him, and he promptly said, I know where I'm putting that. We love your history with the restaurant group. As you mentioned, you've worked in numerous positions for more than 20 years, and it says right here you came up the ladder starting as an assistant manager at Preachy, Nava, and Veni Vidi Vici during the mid-90s. My husband is sad that he never got to go to Nava. Veni Vidi Vici is one of our favorite restaurants in Atlanta. However, we were very sad about Blue Point closing because that was definitely my husband's favorite.
Yeah, we had a great run at Blue Point. We had a great run.
Well, it was terrific. And Bistro Nico is now his new favorite.
There we go.
And
I'm waiting for that.
Yes, well, it is. We've been there several times together in the last few months. And that restaurant opened in 2009. And what can you tell us about how that concept came to fruition?
It's, you know, with the Buckhead Life Restaurant Group, all the concepts are very cuisine-driven. It's about the type of cuisine you're going to have when you go there. You know, whether it's seafood, whether it's a steakhouse, Italian, Greek Mediterranean. And we always wanted to have a French brasserie-style restaurant and always felt that there was a need for one in the Atlanta marketplace. And it came together with the location. We really like the location with the accessibility. It's on Peachtree, and so it's a very classic French, and kind of evoking the Gaslight era. And we've opened it up with a wonderful team with Chef Gary Donlick, the executive chef, who has been with the company over 20 years.
Wow!
And he was at Panos and Paul's for 9 years as executive chef there. And my brother as well, he's got a background having cooked at French Laundry. He was 2.5 years at Le Bernardin in New York and was also with Jean Georges. So he's got a heavy French background. So we opened up and it's exceeded all of our expectations from a success standpoint. And we're very excited about it. We just had our 5th anniversary. And it's been going great. And in fact, the general manager there, Sam Tan, has been with the company. He was an assistant manager at the fish market at Lenox when I was 14 working there.
Wow. Oh. I told you were only 30, right?
I know. Right.
Well, I think our listeners would be interested to know, you know, the names of the restaurants and where they're located, because there are a couple that are not right within the Atlanta borders.
Yeah, so what makes Buckhead Life Restaurant Group unique is that I think that most of the restaurants are in Buckhead. Many of them are across the street from each other. And we have the Atlanta Fish Market, Chops and the Lobster Bar, Preachy, which is Italian. We also have the Buckhead Diner, Kima, which is our Greek seafood. Across the street is the Buckhead Bread Company and Corner Cafe.
I hang out there a lot. I always see you there. That's one of the things we love. You're very hands-on. We either see you there or, you know, I know you're at Bistro Nico at night, too.
And so we bake all the breads there for not only our company, but we have over 200 other accounts for wholesale.
Mm-hmm.
And we have Bistro Nico, which is right on Peachtree. And then we have Inimita Vici, which is in Midtown. And we also have 103 West, which is our private events facility right on right in Buckhead. And then we have three restaurants in Florida. South Florida, we opened up a Chops Lobster Bar in Boca Raton. That's about 7 years ago. Then we opened up City Fish Market, which is basically the Atlanta Fish Market, with the name City Fish Market in Boca Raton as well. And then last year, we opened Lobster Bar Sea Grill in Fort Lauderdale. It's a 10,000-square-foot restaurant that's been off to a major success. And it's sort of a combination between a steakhouse like Chops and Lobster Bar is, but we've added a big seafood component similar to what we're doing at Kima. We're flying in fish from the Aegean. We grill it whole, baste it with a little olive oil, lemon juice, and capers. So it's very seafood driven, and it's been going great. Real excited about it. Everybody was asked, they say, so what are you going to be doing? What are y'all doing next? In Atlanta. But yet we have these restaurants we've opened in Florida, but it doesn't count for people that live in Atlanta.
Right.
So was there a real purpose to doing all these restaurants so close to each other across the street? I mean, it's obviously very convenient. We're in Buckhead Bread Company Corner Cafe all the time. I'm not even allowed to go home without loaves of bread if I'm in town. So we love the convenience factor. Did it just sort of happen? The locations kind of just presented themselves? Or
I think that, you know, that was definitely a driver that made it attractive for my father when he was deciding early on opening a new restaurant. He never really had a plan to open up more than one. And he just got on a big roll.
I guess so. 35 years later, am I right?
Right. But it does make it more convenient operationally that you're able to just get in a car and shoot across the street and visit the restaurants and see what's going on.
Mm-hmm. And as I mentioned, I personally know that Nico's very hands-on because I've been in all the restaurants, and at one point or another, I've seen him at all of them. And I know that your company does a lot of charitable work, giving back to the community, and maybe you can talk a little bit about that. I know your dad's had a longstanding involvement with Share Our Strength, and by way of that, I'm assuming the rest of the family is too.
Yeah, Share Our Strength, which is the charity of choice for the National Restaurant Association. They asked my father, I guess it was about 26 years ago, to start the chapter in Atlanta, which he did. And it's the original Dine Around. And all the proceeds go to ending childhood hunger. And a lot of the proceeds have gone to the food bank here in Atlanta, mm-hmm. and how that started out. And he's really gotten behind it over these years. And it's raised over $9 million over all this time. And Atlanta ranks as the number one event year-round. There's going to be a Share Our Strength Taste of the Nation event in every city, for the most part, major cities in across the country. And Atlanta raises more money than the other cities. But everybody comes together, the restaurant community, the beverage suppliers really get behind it. And it's a great cause. It's also funds Meals on Wheels that are delivering cooked meals to homes of people that, you know, can't afford them themselves, they can't leave their house. A lot of times it's the only interaction they get all day is from the person delivering the meals, whether that's even on a holiday, Christmas, and so forth. So it's been, something very near and dear to the Buckhead Life Restaurant Group.
Mm-hmm. And by way of that, we became involved with Share Our Strength as well. And that was from day one that we launched the magazine. We were on board, met Allison Palestrini, yep. and we're totally convinced that it was a great place for us to be as well. And we've been very honored to be a part of it as a media sponsor and also as people who have benefited from some of those wonderful live auction items. They do raise a lot of money in Atlanta, and it's a great charity, a great cause, and very dear to all the restaurateurs' hearts. And we know that there's a lot going on for the holidays. You do an annual event, and there's lots of other holiday happenings. I'm pretty sure we wrote about some of them in the November-December issue, but it'd be great if you can go over them for our listeners.
The big holiday happening for us is that we have our Ultimate Card, which is a dining card that we add an additional 20% from November through the end of January. And it's been a phenomenal success, not just for us, but for the people that purchase them as gifts for them, for their family or for their business. But we will be selling these cards. We sell them online. You can purchase them at our website, or you can call to have them ordered, or you can buy them in person at any of the restaurants. But it's almost 20% of our sales comes from the Ultimate Card. It never expires, and it's used like a dining card. Because it never expires, because of the uniqueness of all the different concepts that we have of dining choices for the guests, the cards get used, and they're very successful. We have a lot of people that come back year after year, not only to buy them for themselves, but they're buying them for their business, and they're also buying it for friends and family. But it's the ultimate dining card, and it's really the big thing that we're doing right now. We have a little sales center set up at the Atlanta Fish Market where you can buy them in person.
Yes, and I've been there on the last day of that event, and it is a madhouse. It is wildly successful, and I know it has been for years.
It's actually the first dining card of its kind back when we developed it. If anybody can believe that.
I can believe it.
I think it was before the internet.
Well, I know that there are some other holiday happenings. I know the Ultimate Card sale is a big revenue generation, and I know that there's some great local events for families, and I know that some of the locations cater and do private events and such, so maybe you can tell our listening audience about what they can order, where they can order from for holiday things?
Yes, definitely. The Buckhead Bread Company has a wonderful array of holiday items to purchase, whether it's baked goods, stolens, pies, cookies. We do a huge offering there of just really first class, top notch baked goods you can purchase. Also, we have available, if you're having a holiday party, I would probably say you need to book it pretty quick at this point.
True.
But it's going to be very festive. I mean, December's just going to be, you know, it's such a great month in restaurants. People are out celebrating. They're out dining. They're out having a great time.
And what about the Breakfast with Santa? Oh.
Yes, Breakfast with Santa at the Buckhead Diner has become a huge tradition. And that's going to be The dates might have stumped me. No. Jennifer's not listening, is she? But we have a wonderful. He arrives. We have a breakfast planned. Santa arrives by fire truck. All the kids get a picture with Santa. They get to go over their wish list with them, and the adults are served a wonderful breakfast of Eggs Benedict. The kids get the chocolate chip pancakes. Mm. You don't have to wait. You don't have to wait in line at Lennox or Phipps to get your picture with Santa. You can relax and get it done at the Buckhead Diner.
Well, we love that. We really feel very strongly about supporting independent businesses, and Buckhead Life Restaurant Group is one of our favorites for sure. And we're so thrilled to have you on today, Nico. And would you do our listeners a very big favor and tell them all of the Twitter handles for each of the restaurants? Do you know them all? I think I can help him with
this.
Can
you help me with that?
I can help him with this. I know it's at Buckhead Life. I know that it's at Buckhead Diner.
Okay.
At Veni Vidi Vici ATL. Let's see. At BBC Corner Cafe. At Kima Restaurant, I'm pretty sure. And am I missing anything? What am I missing? Oh, Chops Lobster Bar. I think I've hit all of them. Could you tell our listening audience the website, phone numbers,
yes,
how to get in touch with Buckhead Life Restaurant Group?
The website is buckheadrestaurants.com. That's with an S, plural, buckheadrestaurants.com. And from there, you can see all the contact information that you need for emails. And the telephone number for buying these ultimate cards is the 404-237-2060. 404-237-2060.
Terrific. I think I missed two as I'm looking at my list. Kima.
Okay.
Preachy. And I think it's Preachy ATL. Jennifer Parker, if you are listening, you can tweet us out and tell us if we've missed anything. Thank you so much, Nico, for being here today. Congratulations on the promotion.
Excited.
It's great to be able to have you as the overseer, the COO, and the president of Buckhead Life Restaurant Group.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so we're going to move on to Dr. Tejal Lalaji. And as I mentioned, Tejal was one of our Bold Women of Buckhead in our July-August issue, and we loved working with her and meeting her family. And we originally met because of our love for the Atlanta Hawks.
Yes.
So everything in Atlanta seems to come full circle.
Yes.
And I'm going to tell you a little bit about Dr. Tejal. She is a subspecialty radiologist in breast imaging and has been with the radiology group since 2006 alongside her husband, Dr. Anand Lalaji.
Yes.
She earned her medical degree from St. George's University and completed her radiology residency at Long Island College Hospital in Brooklyn Heights and Wake Forest University Baptist Hospital. She completed her fellowship at Emory University in Atlanta, and her fellowship and residency focused on neuroradiology, head and neck imaging, and breast imaging. She's MQSA certified and has over 10 years experience in the field of mammography. And I know that there's a great big development coming in her company, and we'd love to know why you started the Women's Imaging Group.
Well, thank you, Joanne. As you just said, I trained mainly in neuroradiology. So being co-owners and, everything in your company, you end up doing. So I didn't focus just on neuro, and I started reading a lot of mammograms, you know. And what I realized was women need to go to a place where the anxiety is reduced for mammograms. There is so much misinformation out there about how painful it is and what does this mean and what does that mean. And the whole concept of WIG was for a woman to go somewhere where she can relax while she's getting this procedure.
Can I get a pedicure and a manicure at the same time? Because that would
not
do it
yet,
for me.
But you can get soothing music, you can get a warm compress, you can get a paraffin.
Wow.
And you get a mammo.
Well, that's a little bit of the spa experience. I can take
right?
that.
You can take a friend.
Well, I know that those are some of the things that make you different from other imaging centers. Are there any other nuances that we should know about?
Well, I think with a big difference at WIG is, besides what I just said, at Women's Imaging Group, from the minute you walk in to the minute you leave, the attention is all on you. There is not a single other place, in my opinion, that's going to do that. And what that means is from the minute you register, you have the ability to say what you like to drink, what you like to eat, and we take a survey. We make sure we have that for you or any other fellow women that would come. From then you sit, you listen, is there a choice of music you like? We can change it to that. Then we do, as you said, we pamper them a little bit. And we do strict one-on-one. So if they got the mammogram, it's the mammotech and her. If they get an ultrasound, it's the ultrasound tech and her. So the whole concept is just her, without any external, disturbed.
Mm-hmm. It always seems like it's so clinical, and this does not sound like it's so clinical.
No, and like you said, I've trained in many places, and this was one thing that I saw in all the places, whether I was in Brooklyn versus Wake Forest. You don't have time to get the attention you deserve. That was my opinion. Mm-hmm. So this is where we're very different that way. And another thing that differentiates us is we have a group of MQSA certified mammographers who are reading your cases. So if I am the lead radiologist of that day and I need an opinion, I don't just say, I'm not quite sure, but I have three other rads that I can go to. I put your report on hold. I go get two, three opinions, and then generate the final report. And this goes back to the focus being purely on the woman.
I think that is a huge difference from speaking with your husband as well, that sometimes there's up to 8 radiologists that can be reading any sort of X-ray, and it's not just the one person assigned to the case that's looking at it.
That's
correct. That's very different. I think everything's so busy, and usually they're just trying to farm you through, and having a little bit more care and attention taken is a huge difference for you. And
also on that is second opinion. If you listen now in the radiology world, many people are paying for second opinions. Many. They've been doing it, and you should do it. We have a built-in second opinion. We have a built-in third opinion. So you can feel a little bit more sure that what you're getting is going to be replicated no matter what other mammographer you take it to.
That's fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. As someone who's had to go through some of those treatments, it's definitely a very big difference, and we're very excited about some of your new things, which we'll talk about in just a few minutes. I know that your background has been a big portion of what's made you passionate about breast cancer.
Yes.
So you could tell us a lot about that.
Yes. So when you have family and friends who go through diseases, it doesn't hit you any harder than that. So when you listen to their stories and, you think, oh, wow, how could have I changed your experience? Or maybe even an outcome, in certain... You don't always want to think the litigation route, you don't, everybody does what they're doing with compassion, not negligence, in my opinion. But if you think that you could add to their experience or change it and affect other people, then why not? And that's where my passion started, was my husband's aunt. She unfortunately passed away from breast cancer, metastatic disease to the brain. And I feel, listening to her story, there could have been a different outcome for her. But at the time that she was and where she was, this was the outcome. And then I've had several other people in my father's family who have also went through, not the similar outcomes, but similar experiences, maybe had too many biopsies or too much imaging or too much anxiety. Not to say that we are going to reduce all this, but I think the steps taken to your final diagnosis could have been changed. And I think I'm very pro-woman. And I think that women are, they're the pillars of families, and they're always neglecting their needs. So when they do go and pay attention to themselves, they deserve the best.
Love that philosophy. Definitely ascribe to that. Where are the locations, and where are the new locations that are being planned? I should say, where are the current ones and the new ones being planned?
Currently, we image at Lithia Springs, which is off of just past Six Flags on 20 West. And then we are in Norcross off of Jimmy Carter. And we are in the process of planning two up in the Marietta section right now.
Is there anything coming to Buckhead anytime soon?
I hope so, very soon, by June of 2015.
Wow, that would be fabulous. And yes, their corporate offices, I should say, are located right here in Buckhead, right in yes. Tower Place. And they're Buckhead folks, and they live here and yes. are very much involved in the community here in Buckhead, too. And I'd love to know, what is Pink Compass?
Okay, so part of a women's imaging group is Pink Compass. And it goes all back to what I was saying, is that it's almost a handheld process. You have the, when you come in for a mammogram, you have the ability to go through what's called fast track. And fast track means while you sit there, listening to the music, having your coffee and whatever else, the mammographer is queued on our platform and our parent company, which is the radiology group, to read this mammogram stat. So any of the mammographers that are free, we read that mammogram, and we guarantee a less than one hour turnaround time. So while they're there, we look at it. If they need additional workup while they are there, we have the right to order that. We do their diagnostic workup, we do their ultrasound, and all of this within an hour. And so that's the first part of the Pink Compass. Second part of it is that if by any chance you get anything more than just a normal follow-up next year, we help you plan your next steps. So if you are a 4, say, and that requires a surgery consultation, we tell you, we give them the choice to ask me all the questions, the mammographer, or do you want us to get your doctor on the phone, or do you want to do a group call, or do you want to just talk to the mammotech who you just spent the last 20, 30 minutes with? And we answer all of their questions. And then from there, we direct them straight to the surgeon. And then when they go out of our center, we do short-term follow-ups with the surgeon that they saw, and we personally call them. So the point of all this is not, it's holding their hand when they come in, but as soon as they release from the center, we make sure they don't get lost. Because it's mammography on an annual basis can save many, many lives. So that's
yes,
the Pink Compass.
I think the compass part is pointing them into the right direction.
You got it.
And yeah. I can vouch for the fact that a lot of women do not take it as seriously as they should, and they let it go. And having something that can be turned around this fast would definitely save many lives. And the comfort factor of not waiting a week or 10 days yes. to get a generic letter from a hospital or your doctor is astounding, that you can actually do that within an hour.
Thank you. No, absolutely. And we also have a process where comparison to prior mammograms is the key to correct diagnosis. So we even have a process where we'll try to do our best to get all of that before you even step in. So we don't have to say, I'm sorry, I have to give you an incomplete right now. As soon as your prior images are here, then I'll give you a full report. So we even have a process to try to minimize that. So,
wow. Well, yeah. We're definitely looking forward to you opening here in Buckhead.
Yes.
And for the imminent future right now, could you yes. tell our listeners how they can find you?
Yes. So if you contact Lithia Springs by 404-496-2885, and ask, they're the main headquarters, and they will guide you to Norcross. They can guide you to reaching out to me at here in Buckhead at the Radiology Group.
And the website for the company? Oh, www.wigmammo.com. So you put me on the spot.
I did. I knew you'd be prepared.
I am prepared. Thank you so much, Dr. Tejal Lalaji, for
Joanne.
Being with us today.
Thank you.
And moving on to our next guest, Jamie Bodner, the owner and fitness design expert from Pinnacle Fitness. And I've had the pleasure of being beaten up by Jamie numerous times in the last almost 4 years. But he keeps me lean and mean, and he has a terrific team of trainers, happy to say. And I can literally go in there on any given day and train with any one of them and feel like I've been worked out very hard. And before we actually talk to Jamie, I wanted to mention a little bit about his background, and I do want him to explain a little bit more, because some of the technical training and things that he's gone through, it would be best from him. But I know he's had a love for fitness, weight training, and health from a young age. And after 9/11, He had not felt 100% fulfilled. He's from New York originally. And he decided to follow his dream to fruition and has studied with some renowned teachers, becoming a certified fitness trainer with the International Sports Science Association. And that is a designation that I did know about 20 years ago from the gyms I went to in Rhode Island, where I come from. And in 2005, Jamie and his wife Laura relocated to Atlanta, which was Laura's hometown. And he set about realizing his lifelong goal, which was opening his own fitness studio. Pinnacle Fitness opened in May of 2008 in the heart of Buckhead. He's over on Cane's Hill Place and very close to East Andrews. And I'm going to let him talk a little bit further before I say too much. Before we even get into the meat of it, what is Pinnacle Fitness's philosophy?
We are driven by science. We are driven by science and passion that makes us kind of stand out. We really believe in this day and age with technology, before the when the internet wasn't around, it wasn't as easy. Now with the internet, there's so much that we can research, and that's really how we implement our training styles. Every client requires something different, whether they have some sort of injury or they have some sort of sports performance that they want to do, or it could be nutrition. We really believe in implementing a different program for every individual person. So that's kind of the meat of what we do different.
Yes, and you also have a background in nutrition too, which I think is almost as important as the physical aspect of it. So many of us say that we work out so we can eat. And I know that that's not always the healthiest thing to do. So this is why Nico's on the show, same time as Jamie. I'm not discouraging you from eating too much, because I always eat too much when I eat at a Buckhead Life restaurant group. But I do see Jamie then the next day. And if you could pick one thing to change the perception or myth about fitness, what would that be in relationship to what I just said?
That's a great point and a good question. What you just said is exactly right. So many people think if they just sweat, they're burning fat. And it's so much more complicated than just sweating. Your body's overheating. When you sweat, your body's releasing toxins. So it's not necessarily just about sweating to burn fat. There's a mathematical equation, a scientific approach to burning fat. There's a lot of clients we've had that's amazing. They work out on their own hour and a half, 2 hours a day, and I will literally pull them back. I'll say, we need to work out 60 minutes, not 90 minutes. We need to bring your heart rate down just a little bit. And I've seen people drop 30, 40, 50 pounds, and they're still 2 years later, 3 years later, baffled. They're like, I'm working out less. I'm not killing myself as hard as I was, but I look better. How is that possible? And it's so funny. I mean, years later, I still have people asking the same question, and I have to bring, and when they go on their own, they still want to kind of go harder and harder. And I pull them back. And it's amazing how they have more energy when they get home. They're better with their families. They feel better. And they ultimately look better. And they're healthier inside. So the myth of sweating is going to burn fat is not necessarily the truth.
Well, I think you taught me from the beginning that there's a big difference between being lean muscle and strong. And there's something that you call skinny fat.
Yes.
And for the audience, why don't you explain what the difference is between those two?
Skinny fat is it's a funny term that we use, and it's not to be in a derogatory way, but I tend to see in a lot of runners or just cardio-focused people where they're, if you look at them physically in clothing, they're skinny and they look great, but they have low lean, they have not much lean mass, and they have a high sense of body fat. So they're skinny, but they have high body fat. So that's kind of, because with cardio is great, it's needed, it's very important, but if you just do cardio, you're ultimately going to be lowering your metabolic rate opposed to raising it. That's why weight-bearing movements are so important to work in conjunction with cardio.
That was a completely different philosophy for me when I first started. As you remember, I came from the doing spin classes 5 days a week kind of a mentality, and doing the strength training and resistance training totally changed the way I looked and felt. And sometimes I can only get there two or three times a week, and it's even better than trying to do something cardio 5 or 6 times a week. So I understand the philosophy, and I think that is definitely a myth or perception. And I know that one of your personal favorite workouts is helping golfers. So I want you to talk about the certification and the golf groups that you work with there. And then after that, if you could tell us about your personal favorite workout.
Okay, well, I recently, last year, I went out to Arizona to get certified through Titleist in their golf-specific training program. We have Atlanta's such a great community for golf, and I just thought it was perfect to kind of take it to the next level and really work with golfers. And So I won't teach you how to swing the golf club or your actual game. I won't make that much better. But what I will do is make your body work efficiently in a golf swing so you don't get injured. You could swing most efficiently with the least amount of energy and increase club speed. So it's you know, when I talk about it to people, it's funny. They think, oh, I'm going to stretch a little bit and twist this way, twist that way. And it's really a much different type of a workout because you can do a step up, which is a great exercise for your legs and for your glutes and for your abs and brings your heart rate up. But if you take that and you add a twist to it to cause internal rotation on the hip, it helps the golf swing on your backswing. So you get a hard workout. You're gonna work, but we're going to do things that are going to specifically work on the golf game. So you might not even realize it, but we're going to help your golf game. And we'll do it. I forgot to say that. I like to do analysis first of people. So we kind of go through a whole series of movements to find out where their body is limited in the golf swing so we can really pinpoint where they're specifically need work on.
Do these folks actually come in and they have no clue about training and how it can help them?
Some do. Some know they need it, but they've been doing the wrong things the whole time. But some people, yeah, they come in and say, I don't need to work out. I play golf. And then once they realize, well, wait a second, I can increase my flexibility. I can make my even your forearms. People don't realize how important the forearms are to the golf swing. If you're able to stabilize the club with your forearms, the body can take over and swing the club properly. So, yeah, it's great to show people how. I mean, I have guys in their 40s, 50s, even in their 60s, the late 60s, adding 20, 25 yards onto driving the ball, which is just amazing to see because everyone has this, you know, old belief where it's, you know, once you hit 60, there's no way I'm going to get any better. So it's great to see people get better as they age.
Well, I think when I retire and get to play a little bit more golf, I'm definitely going to have to do your golf classes.
Absolutely.
What's your personal favorite workout?
You know, it's a funny question because when I train people, and you've probably heard this yourself, everything's my favorite. I love all types of fitness, kettlebells, free weights, the Kinesis wall. We're one of the only studios in Georgia that has a Kinesis wall. I love that, Pilates, yoga. So I really like everything, but I do generate, when I have like 10 minutes or 15 minutes and I want to get something in, I do personally go towards kettlebells. It's just an intense, kind of quick, hard workout, and it's something that I personally like a lot.
I find those challenging, but they're very good for me.
Yes.
I know that all of the trainers that are in Pinnacle come from many different backgrounds, so there's a lot of very different thought processes and movements that each of the trainers brings to the table. And it would be great if you could tell our listeners the kind of background. I know that it helps when people are trying to choose a trainer or choose a facility to know that there's a really diverse group of people that are there.
Yeah, we have a great staff. It's handpicked, and there's 10 of us, and it's just we range from ex-military, ex-professional athletes, collegiate athletes, yoga instructor, Pilates instructor. We have a professional bodybuilder. We have a figure show gentleman. We have a guy who's a fantastic fitness design expert who does Alexander technique, which actually spins off of originally relaxing muscles in your neck, but it's a form of meditation / yoga and moving your body, not necessarily with weights, but with your body weight. So we just have such an array of people that, and what a lot of our system is designed around is our clients working with different trainers, working with this person for 4 or 6 weeks, working with this person for 4 or 6 weeks. And like you know, some people might just switch around every workout with a different trainer. But it's really, we've seen some great success with people changing their bodies, and it becomes a little more fun than seeing the same person 2 or 3 or 4 times a week. It's nice to see a different face and work with someone. We all have the same belief. I have beliefs like, energize, not brutalize, fatigue, not failure. These are important to us as a whole at the gym, and certainly myself. We don't believe in killing you. We don't believe in beating you up. Anyone can make you do 100 step-ups and 100 squats, and your legs will be sore, of course, but it doesn't mean it's doing you the right thing. So we all have that kind of belief with a different face to it.
Well, so I was kidding when I said that you guys get to pick on me, you know, a couple times a week, but literally I do try to alternate. Sometimes in a week I'll do 3 or 4 different trainers, and I'm just sore 24/7 for a week, and it's in a good way. But I love that philosophy because I've worked with the, you know, former military. I've worked with someone who's a football player. You know, the gym is just full of talent, and one of the women there is a yoga instructor and can incorporate those things in my workout, which is another of my passions. What are your favorite types of clients?
Right now, because the golf is a big thing that I personally am focusing on, I really enjoy working with golfers. But But I always, it sounds kind of corny, but I really do love, I have a 75-year-old guy who I work with who, and he was excited the first time he came in and he was able to take all the groceries from his car one trip into the house. And I just thought that was so cool where he used to take two or three trips. Now he grabs all the groceries. So that's a real fun one to see. But the golfers are definitely a kind of my personal passion right now. We work with a couple of professional golfers and some amateur guys, and it's been a lot of fun, kind of a new endeavor for me, which has been great.
Well, I know you get very personally involved in making sure your clients are there, and if you don't see people, you get a text message or a phone call asking where you are, and it's not to be bugging you, but it's to be just checking in on you, making sure that you're doing okay, or, you know, if you have a cold and you haven't seen me, at least you know why.
Yes.
But I love that personal communication directly from, you know, the trainers that have been working with me at that time. And I know that goes across the board for all the trainers in the gym. And I know that there's a lot going on for you guys. 2014 was a great year. I know you saw a lot of growth in membership. And what do you see going into the future, 2015, or growth opportunities for you?
We're taking it into a few different directions. You know, the big thing about fitness, and I've been saying this for a long time, is it's not the 1 hour you're in the gym. You know you're doing the right thing when you're with us in the gym. It's the other 23 hours in a day that we're really trying to focus on and grow our business. Like you're saying, with technology and emails and text messages, we're constantly in communication with our clients when they're outside the gym to make sure they're eating right. I have people taking a picture of their food. They don't have to write it down. Take a picture and text it to me. And just that little understanding that they have to do that, they tend to usually eat a little better. If they're traveling, we'll take a little video clip and send it to them as a workout. But there's a lot of exciting stuff to go outside the gym that we're trying to work on this coming year. You know, one of the things I was just talking about, we had a meeting yesterday, is mattresses, how important a good mattress is, because technically we should be spending about a third of our life in that mattress, where it's important for us to recover from our exercising and from our life. So it's important to have the right mattress. So we're trying to work a whole life approach opposed to just the 1 hour in the gym.
That sounds like a good partnership for you with one of those nice companies here in Buckhead. Should be something you're looking at maybe. And what else can we know about Pinnacle Fitness Gym? Any new classes or, you know, new instructors coming on board or exciting things for development in the future?
We're looking at building some indoor golf bays upstairs.
Oh, love
that. We're working on that. So, again, with the golf fitness, we're kind of taking that. We might be partnering up with a golf company to kind of come in and do some golf instruction. So, like I was saying earlier, we don't teach you how to do a better golf swing. We just get your body better. We might start doing the golf swing aspect as well. The trainers, the fitness design experts, we've got a great group, and we're strong where we are. So outside of that, we're kind of staying steady and going forward.
Strengthening your brand.
Yeah, that's it.
And we love being able to help you do that. We really speak very highly of Pinnacle Fitness, and as somebody who's been in that gym for quite a while, we send a lot of people that way, and Jamie's also been loyal to us in our magazine, so we totally appreciate it. And could you tell our listeners how to find you by phone? Absolutely. Or website or Twitter handle?
Sure. Our website is pinnaclefitnessgym.com. Our phone number is 404-228-3705, and then our Twitter page is at Pinnacle Gym. Our Facebook page is Pinnacle Fitness, and I also put my personal Jamie Bodner out there as well for Facebook, and That's how to get us.
Terrific. Well, if you're not sure about how to go about finding a personal trainer or a fitness facility, Jamie is definitely a wealth of information with all of his years of training. And we're thrilled about the golf development. I know that was just in the recent months. And I would highly encourage anybody who's thinking about it to give Jamie a call.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here today. So our last guest today is Mary Catherine Wells, the marketing director for Buckhead Atlanta, which, as everyone knows, is probably the most exciting development in Buckhead's most recent history. I can say that Buckhead Life Restaurant Group is part of recent history, even though we started 35 years ago. Am I saying that right? Is it 35 or more when your dad started?
1979.
Wow. So I was right. 35 years ago.
I know. Put the calculator.
It's amazing. And Nico was only a year old. Well, and Buckhead Atlanta has been a long time in the making. It obviously is not the first incarnation was not what it is today. But we are thrilled that Oliver McMillan came in and developed the Buckhead Atlanta, which was originally the streets of Buckhead. We love the branding of Buckhead Atlanta. It ties in very nicely with our publication. We know Buckhead Atlanta very well. And as I mentioned early in this program, that we've featured them several times in the magazine, and there will be a lot more exciting features in the coming year. I should say maybe 2 years. These openings will probably go on for at least the next 18 months, if I'm mistaken, let me know.
No, that's correct.
Okay, well, let's talk a little bit about what is already open first.
Okay, well, long awaited, we finally have opened up the streets, and we have moved Hermes into their anchor location, finally. We've got Etro, Montclair, Christian Louboutin opened last week, Warby Parker, Canali, Theory, Helmut Lang, L'Occitane, and Diptyque. Those are our handful of retailers that we have right now. And then we also have some great restaurants that have opened. Fido Irish Pub, which has kind of been around for a while, sticking in with us through the long haul. They are part of us. We've got Gypsy Kitchen, Le Bibliquet, Shake Shack, 13 Pies, and The Southern Gentleman is going to be our next opening on December the 2nd.
That's fantastic. And I know that there are other confirmed openings that are happening early in 2015. Are any of those allowed to be mentioned on air?
Well, for you, Joanne. Exactly. We'll give you some scoop. We actually have a good lineup of tenants in restaurants that are going to be opening up before Christmas. American Food and Beverage is an upscale American restaurant, kind of like your neighborhood tavern restaurant that'll be opening. Bonobos is a men's clothing store that will be opening on December the 12th. We've got Corso Coffee, which is straight from Times Square. It's an Italian-style coffee bar. Duraku Sushi, which is actually going to be opening this Saturday, so that's going to be a really exciting one. They were actually started by Kevin Aoki, and his father is Benihana. So that's kind of a cool restaurant.
All in the family.
All in the family. And they've also got King Mu, which is a noodle shop, a Chinese noodle shop, that'll be debuting in Buckhead, Atlanta as well. And then if you've ever seen the TV show DC Cupcakes on TLC.
I had not, and I didn't even know that they had that until hearing about Georgetown Cupcake coming in.
Yes, they are going to be opening as well. They've got over 100 different varieties of cupcakes, and they designed them wonderfully, and it's a concept that has really taken off, and it's a personal favorite of mine because I don't know if the personal trainer should hear me say this or not, but
there's a good mix of food and fitness and women's health going on here today. And this is our first show where we've actually had two men on the show with us. It's been a little woman heavy, so a lot of strong woman vibe here today.
Yeah, I got a little bit nervous.
Two men in between.
Thinking about all the photos of my food that I take from all of your restaurants and then having to email them.